Never Forget Me, written by Jennifer Batcha and read by Catherine Fenton. He called it the shrine. It was his secret place, his place of worship, a sanctum where the dream lived on and his fantasies could still come true. Face flushed with anticipation, the idolater allowed his eyes to travel slowly over the walls. Her photograph was everywhere, covering every inch of space. He knew that with a flick of a switch, he could hear her voice, the voice that never failed to thrill him. He made his selection from the stack of DVDs, as he had done so often before, and placed it in the machine. Then he crossed to a small, locked cabinet in the corner of the room, and with reverent care removed a slim cardboard box embossed with the name of an exclusive store. Breath quickening, he switched off the overhead light and settled himself in the comfortable, low-backed chair. He was ready. Ready for an experience he knew would be almost spiritual in its intensity. A tap of the remote control, and the machine began to play. With a grimace of annoyance, he fast-forwarded, impatient for the object of his desire. He found the place he was searching for. Sighing with pleasure, he turned up the volume and reached for the box by his side. With trembling fingers, he pushed aside the tissue paper and drew out a pair of black silk panties. The next best thing, he told himself, his eyes fixed on the screen. Not hers, but bought at the same expensive store that had once attracted her custom. Unzipping himself, he drew out his swollen penis and swathed it in the black silk. Then, slowly, his gaze still transfixed by the screen, his hand began its rhythmic movement. Spellbound as ever by the image before him, he drank in the full, luscious mouth, the seductive eyes, the magnificent body. Perspiration beaded his face. His breathing became more ragged as his hand quickened.
Elizabeth! Elizabeth!
He moaned her name again and again. And when at last the moment of glorious gratification arrived, the idolater felt as if he were going to die.